Muffets, Tuffets, and Fuckets. Hello to Waffleheads, Clownheads, Deadheads, Dickheads, and Walls of Puss Followers. How y'all doing? Yeah! Hello to the immortal, the fertile and the myrtles, and the folks as slow as turtles. Yes, welcome to Chickster's Nest, episode number 22 Skidoo, SkidRowStudios.com. Today's show flies by, folks. Why, it's all about time.
Say, kids, what time is it?
I don't know, Buffalo Bob. How many times do I have to tell you I can't afford to buy a fucking watch?
Okay. Time to wind up the cow and stand behind a sheep.
Bah, bah.
And lose no sleep. Wake up, America! Chicksters and on fire! I'm insane to the membrane! I'm insane! I'm insane to the membrane! Yes, time to perspire. I am on fire. Hello, Oscar Mayer. Time to bite the weenie. Let's shuckle the corn and throw away the porn before the wife sees it and wants a divorce in the morn. SkidRowStudios.com. Come on, folks, put your ears to the speaker and lend the chickster your earwax. Hello to the bubula and the sibilas out there. Put a handle on it, you tear jerkers. Everybody is listening to Chickster's Nest, even Mitt or Mitt out Obama. But seriously, folks, if Obama listened to this program, the white coats could carry me out of here on the stretcher right now. Because why? Because I'm insane in the membrane. Hello to the Gainesville, Florida Penile Cyclist Club, the Brass Ball Society and Ball Mart in Bentonville, Arkansas. Hello to the good, the bad, and the plain fucking ugly. Hello to the Honolulu Lay Anything Club and all blooming idiots of mankind. Hello to the Houston, Texas Hold'em Scrotum Club, the Las Vegas Crooked Dice and Penis Club, the Tijuana Backass and Jackass and Eat Gina Club. Yes, folks, the Palm Springs Pussy Club, the Reseda Hairline Club, the Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York. Time to flong the dong, choke the chicken. They once named me peanut butter because they said I'm half nuts. Now, Skid Row Studios, folks, is built with integrity. Pooey! Spitting gum, beer cans, pop soda cans, a lot of pussy, cork balls, rags, snot, cum, quats, a little bit of everything. All you really need is just a shotgun and a Bible. Pray a lot. You need a pillow and some corrugated cardboard and get some of that old stuff, you know, the good stuff, you know, the vintage $2 chug, 1968, I think it was, when they came out with it. Yes, I'm the Chickster, and, you know, we're going to have a great show. Everything's about time. Time is of the essence. You can taste it. You can smell it. Yes, time marches on. Today's show all about time. Does killing time damage eternity? Yes, time goes on. What did the Leaning Tower of Pisa say to Big Ben? If you've got time, you've got the inclination. And remember, time wounds all heels of life. Yes, time goes by. You see, this day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension. You see, yet we might get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. We must get down to earth at times. Relax, remove the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet not be proved. You see, the simple facts of life are such that they can never be removed.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. Time goes by.
And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, time goes by.
Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must find his mate. That no one can deny.
Well, you see, sweetheart, it's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die.
The world will always welcome lovers.
As time goes by. Now, see here, sweetheart. You know, you always hurt the one you love. All the time, baby. All the time. Yeah, all the time, baby. You know, this is Chickster's Nest on your radio show. And hit it, sweetheart. Go ahead, hit it already. Okay. I want a beer as cold as my ex-wife's heart. You don't have to run the country to hear music to appreciate it. I gave her my heart and a diamond, and she clubbed me with a spade.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Now, excuse me there, Mr. Carl Grayson. I'll tell this little girl all about this year's situation. Now, honey child, you knows that you always seems to break the very kindest soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this year boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, is because he love you the most of all.
Yes, you always hurt the one you love. Hi, this is the Chickster, and you're listening to Chickster's Nest. Today's show all about time on SkidRowStudios.com. And you got it. This is the Chickster. You know, folks, when you look for a job, your wife usually complains because you're not looking hard enough. You know what I mean? So you say, okay, bitch, I'll get a job. I'll look in the paper. So you get out the old paper and you start to thumb through it, and it's boring looking for a job. So you read a lot of other things too. An antique desk suitable for a lady with thick legs and large drawers. 4-poster bed, 101 years old, perfect for antique lover. Pit bull for sale, owner deceased. Looking for a hanging cage for my daughter. Must have an exercise wheel. Preparer of food. I found a job, honey! Preparer of food must be dependable like the food business and be willing to get hands dirty. Man wanted to, here's a good job. Man wanted to work in dynamite factory, must be willing to travel. Honey, I found a job! Famous Houdini trick to be reenacted. Performed right here at the Magic Castle in Hollywood. Older gentleman wanted. That's me! No age experience. Volunteer to get head cut off for grand finale. Big bucks. You know, I shouldn't have put my foot in my mouth. I'll tell you.
Cosa leggerai? Con che libro affascini il tuo cuore? E se ti perderai nel labirinto di un amaro autore? Probabilmente a me tuo schiavo d'amore. Ti divertirai. Che traguardi vuoi farmi trovare?
You know what they say, big feet, big schlong. That was Paolo Conti, Happy Feet. Happy Feet, unless you have fungus among us. Now, right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody, it's time for the lovely and enchanted Una Moon.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all you Leos that have a birthday today, August 18th, happy, happy birthday. It could be said that you are in your own little world, but you are there by choice. Yours is a land where you can see possibilities that others do not. Your lucky numbers are 3, 21, 25, 18, and 6. Today's show is all about time. I would like to read you a poem by one of my favorite poets, Shel Silverstein. Ain't the snow fallen just a bit deeper these days? Aren't they building the stairs a bit steeper these days? And the town's really changing in so many ways. Time, time, time. The young folks, they're growing exceptionally tall, and the newspaper print is becoming quite small. And folks speak so softly you can hardly hear at all. Time, time, time. The jokes don't seem as witty as the old jokes once were, and the girls are half as pretty as I remember her. And today, you know, in the park, a young man called me sir. Time, time, time. Yay, I'm not quite as anxious for fame or success, and my eyes find the girl in the plain, quiet dress. And I cling a bit longer to each warm caress. Time, time, time. So I breathe a bit heavy when I climb a hill. What of it? My life now is really much more fulfilled. But they're tearing down the building that I watched them build. Time, time, time. Now, speaking of time, seconds and minutes and days seem to pass in a blur or haze. You may do what you will, you can't make them stand still. You will only wind up in a daze. And speaking of daze and haze and craze, he's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, he's insane in the membrane. Now, Chickster...
Wait, I'm insane in the membrane! You said it! You said it, Una!
Now, Chickster, do you feel any better than you did last week?
I feel wonderful, Una.
Did you remember to focus on all the positive thoughts?
Yeah.
Did you breathe deep and relax?
I took a deep breath, and I let it all hang out.
Now remember, don't sing before breakfast. You'll cry before lunch.
I won't sing before breakfast, and I'll cry before lunch.
Don't whistle at night or you'll awake the dead.
I won't whistle at night and I won't awake the dead.
Now remember, breathe deep, relax, relax. And don't spill salt. Throw it over your left shoulder.
You said don't spill salt. I could throw it over my left shoulder. That's right.
And don't spill pepper either. It will cause a big fight.
I won't spill pepper. It'll cause a big fight.
Now remember, think in color. Always think in vivid, bright colors. Red, blue, yellow, green.
I'm thinking in colors. Red, blue, yellow. What did you say the last color was?
Green.
Green.
But don't step over me or I won't grow.
Okay, I'm not going to step over you, so you won't grow.
And if you see a coin, don't pick it up. If it's not heads up, you'll have a very, very bad day.
No, I'll pick up tails. But I'll hope I'll pick up the head of the head.
Now, Chickster, always knock on wood to ward off evil spirits and make sure that good luck is on its way.
Okay, I'll knock on. I got to find a piece of wood. Here's a piece of wood. Ow! Ow, I just hurt my knuckles.
Chickster, relax. Stay focused on positive thoughts.
Positive thoughts.
Now, never walk under a ladder. If you accidentally do, double back around the ladder, go under it again, this time walking backwards.
Okay, I'll never go under a ladder. This time I'll be careful not to go under it and walk backwards.
Relax. Breathe deep. But spitting is essential to employ good luck. You must spit three times and say poo-poo when speaking of wonderful things of your children and loved ones.
Poo! Poo!
Now,
poo,
coming and going, when visiting friends and family, you must leave through the same door you entered to avoid bad luck.
Okay, I'll enter through the same door to avoid bad luck.
Now, calm down, Chickster. Okay. Remember, relax. Think positive thoughts. Okay.
I'm thinking positive thoughts.
Don't hyperventilate. You'll pass out.
Oh, no. I feel a little dizzy.
Okay. Chickster?
Yes?
I am going to tell you to think of red, blue, green, purple.
Red, blue, green, purple.
Got it.
Uh-oh. Who's at the door, Una?
Chickster, let me see. Let me see. Oh, my gosh, Chickster.
Yeah.
The white coats are coming.
No, I'm getting out of here,
Chickster.
Oda. I got to get out of here.
Go take a walk. Get some fresh air.
I'm going. Goodbye. I'm.
Okay, Chickster, I'll see you later.
They're at the door. I got to go.
Relax, Chickster. Take a break.
I'm going out the back door.
Bye, Chickster.
Bye, Una.
Okay, now that Chickster is taking a break, getting some fresh air, resting, relaxing. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Una Moon Show. I think I'm going to share with you some funny quotes about time. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. Time is a waste of money. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. I'm going to put off things starting tomorrow. I certainly do not drink all the time. I have to sleep, you know. Half our life is spent trying to find something to do with the time we have rushed through life trying to save. And what I do know about physics is that to a man standing on the shore, time passes quicker than to a man on a boat, especially if the man on the boat is with his wife. Chickster, is that you?
Yeah. I got away from them.
Okay, Chickster, how do you feel?
I feel that I'm you're healing me, and I look at you and I feel much better. I'm relieved. I just look at your baby face. I just look at you.
Thank you.
Hello, ladies and dildo head brains. Welcome to Up to the Last Minute, Last Second News, my chums. This is Claustrophobia, your host, your correspondent, and your anchor man. Just like the pizza man, I'm bringing this shit to you. Tips are accepted. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep, and the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep, and I wish to hell Harper would speak. And in the ring, Muhammad Ali didn't even weep, and Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, will you shut the F... Shut the F up. I told you to shut the... Do I have to say it? I'm not going to say it now. Listen, I'm going to be very calm. Okay. On the...
Shut the fuck up!
Okay. And the Angelinos beep. I call them a bunch of honkies. Yes, my friends, Seattle, Washington. Cold wave linked to temperatures. Alton, Illinois. Attorney Herbert C. Biggs accidentally sues himself. Lexington, Kentucky, long debate. One man executed after long speech. Salinas, California, a Soledad prison killer sentenced to die for a second time in 10 years. Great Neck, New York, red tape holds up bridge. Essex, England, British Union finds dwarfs in short supply. Vancouver, British Columbia, chief throws man out, and a chef throws his heart into helping feed the needy. Cincinnati, Ohio, local high school dropouts cut in half. And that's the way it is. What if it isn't? What if it ain't? We got to get on with it anyway. Until next time, chums, I'll see you then. I'll see you, folks. Goodbye.
Again, this is Una Moon, back to give you some more words of wisdom, poetry, and maybe even a tune. Time is an illusion, you know, and lunchtime, of course, doubly so. It so rapidly passes, or slow as molasses, and where did my yesterday go? The telling of time is an art. Take, for instance, the time we're apart. That time is not reckoned by hour or by second, but measured in beats of my heart. I remember when days used to last and a year was impossibly vast. It seems yesterday morn when my children were born, How the hell did they grow up so fast? My days, though to say so seems trite, seems to pass at the speed of, well, light. If I only could see 'em, I'd carp each diem, but they so quickly pass out of sight. There, your turn. Time is of the essence. Now some more words of wisdom about time. No man goes before his time unless the boss leaves early. You cannot kill time without injuring eternity. There's never enough time to do it right, but there's always enough time to do it over. We must use time as a tool, not as a couch. Time is like money. The less we have of it to spare, the further we make it go. Time is such a worrying thing, since you never know what time will bring. Joy and happiness may someday come, but whatever is some can also be none. So we fear what fate might sing. So, Chickster,
yes.
How are you dealing with the fate of time?
Well, I know time, you know, I never learned completely how to tell time really correctly, but, you know, I get the hang of it. I mean, what is it now? It looks like it's a one, and 36.
Okay, now remember, Chickster, yeah. Una is here to help you overcome your insecurities or any phobias that you may have.
No, it's true. And you know something, Una? I just want to say that I went to the, well, they don't have five and dimes anymore, so I went to the 98-cent store and I got myself a whistle. So if I ever see those green coats or red coats or blue coats or sometimes the white coats are coming, I'm going to go... Do you
Chickster,
hear that? Do you hear
Chickster,
me?
Relax, okay, relax.
Okay, I'll relax.
Remember, Chickster, if a rooster crows near the door with his face towards it, it is a sure prediction of the arrival of a stranger.
Wait, come again? If a rooster goes to the... What did you say? If a rooster goes to the door...
With his face towards it.
With his face towards it.
It's a sure prediction.
A sure prediction that...
That a stranger is coming.
That a stranger is coming. Okay, I got that.
And good luck will attend anyone whose face a spider falls from the ceiling.
Good luck will attend anybody. Good luck will what? Good luck will attend anybody if a spider's face falls from the ceiling.
In other words, if you're facing the spider when he's falling,
yeah.
You will have good luck the entire day.
If I face that spider, I look at him right in the eyes, and I say, look, spider, you're falling, and then I'm going to have good luck, right?
Right.
Right
now,
in the eyes.
But remember, if a cat sneezes,
yeah.
It's a sign of rain. And if a cat sneezes three times, a cold will run through your family.
Okay, if a cat sneezes three times... our family will
suffer
have a cold.
From a cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now.
I'll remember.
Are
that.
You thinking only positive thoughts?
Only positive thoughts, Una.
Okay. No more white, just red, blue, green, purple,
no
yellow.
More. No more. No more white, just red, green, yellow, and purple. You couldn't say it better.
Okay, great. Now, I want you to continue thinking in vivid colors.
Okay.
Your life will be much, much better. You'll be more relaxed. You won't be so nervous, so worried that the white coats are coming.
Okay, Una, I'm thinking green.
Green is good. Green is lucky.
I'm thinking purple.
Purple is good. Purple is exciting.
I'm thinking yellow.
Yellow is wonderful. It's bright and cheerful.
And I'm thinking about pink.
Pink? Pink is good. If you're in the pink, you're feeling well.
Oh.
All good things will happen. Just don't think about white coats.
What about brown coats?
I've never heard of brown coats, actually. Just bright colors only.
Okay. I'll just wear the bright colors only, okay?
Now, if you just give me a moment, I want you to remember to put your zip code on all your letters this summer. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. Chickster.
What? Who is that?
Someone's
who
at the door, Chickster.
No, I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get it.
Okay, I'll help you out. I'll open the door, Chickster.
I don't want to see. I don't want to see white. I don't want to see white coats.
Chickster. Chickster. Oh, what? My gosh.
What?
Chickster.
What is it?
The white coats are coming.
No, I got the... Oh, no. The white coats. I want to see green and pink and purple coats.
I'm so sorry, Chickster. The white coats are coming.
No,
going to have to practice your calming down and relaxation this week.
Okay.
There you go, Chickster.
I feel you're helping me. You're helping me tremendously, Una. You're doing a lot for me. I feel much better.
Because remember, Chickster, I'm the only one that can help you.
You're the only one that could help me, Una. You're a big inspiration on my life.
So you look better this week. Just keep up the good work, and I'll see you next week.
Okay.
He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Back to the Chickster. Back to the Chickster.
I feel much better. Honest, that Una really helps me. I can't tell you how much. He helps me. Oh, hello once again, Puddinheads. Hello, Juggle Wigglers. Hello, Fur Pies and Fagulas. You know, I do love canaries. This is your host, Libra Raunchy, but you guys can nickname me Cucaracha. I gotcha. You know, time marches on, and speaking of time, when I was a kid, I had no watch. I used to tell time by banging on the piano. Yeah, that's right. I had practice in the middle of the night, and the neighbors would yell, it's a fine time for practice. Stop practicing your piano. It's 3 a.m. I got the time. Time is of the essence. You know, I got a solar-powered alarm clock. Did you ever try to move your clock ahead an hour? But it's a digital clock, so you press the little button, and it starts going ahead slowly, very slowly. Sometimes it takes forever, but you decide to hold the button down and, you know, just see what happens. So it goes like a million miles an hour into the future. It's like the Planet of the Apes, and all of a sudden, it's the year 2505, and everyone knows, you know, is dead. Well, before I take a nap, I just want you folks to know, you know, I want you to know that you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy. Sometimes you made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so sad. You made me cry for, I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, indeed I do, you know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for. I really love you, and I'll see you next week, and I love you, and, you know, folks, you never have to be jealous of me, whatever you do. I really love you.
Thank you.
is it? Yeah, just a second. Oh my, what a surprise! Aloysius! Ah, Chickster, it's really nice to see you, man! How's Skid Row? Aloysius, it's been so long. I remember last time you got your shopping cart fixed. Yeah, I finally did, man! I'm having a real good time, Chickster. Yeah, this is really, really nice to see you. Nice to see you. Hey, by the way, how's your son, Willie?
Not too good, Chickster. Willie's having a tough time.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, little Willie, full of glee, put radium in Grandma's tea. Now he thinks he's quite a lark to see her glowing in the dark. Willie in fit is insane, thrust his head beneath a train. All were quiet, surprised to find how it broadened Willie's mind.
Oh, no, Aloysius, I'm really sorry to see that.
Well, Willie, on the railroad track, the engine gave a squeal. You see, Chickster, the engineer just took a spade and scraped him off the wheel. Willie, with his little shears, clipped off baby brother's ears. This made baby sewn slightly. Mother raised her eyebrows slightly. Little Willie, mean as hell, pushed his sister in a well. Mother said while drawing water, may it's hard to raise a daughter. Yes.
I know. Listen, calm down, relax. Here. Wait just a second. Here's $15. Go have lunch on me.
No, you don't have to do that, Chick. I don't like to take handouts.
No, it's not a handout. It's from my heart. And I love you, and you're a wonderful person.
Okay, Chickster, I'm going right now.
Okay, goodbye, Willie.
Bye-bye, Chickster.
Goodbye. Gee, Willie's a great guy. You know, Skid Row, everybody says, oh, Skid Row, I don't want to get there, man. The people don't take showers, and they don't take baths, and they're corrupt. No, they're not. They're human beings. They have hearts, just like you and me. So what? They had a few bad shakes in life. So what? Give them a break, man. They're human beings. Someday they might take your job. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chickster's Nest, and I'm the Chickster, and, I'm happy to be with you.
You've all heard about your raggedy melodies, everything from opera down to harmony, but I've got a little song that I will sing to you. It's gonna win you through and through. Now, there ain't much of the words, but the music is grand. You'll be singing it to the beat of the band. Now, you've all heard of your Will-O-The-Wisp, but come on, give a little. Listen to this.
Oh, now everybody was singing a Hawaiian strain. Everybody seemed to have it on their brain. When icky, 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 picky, picky, hackadoo,
all the craze that we once had, they were dazed. The object now is for something new, something that will appeal to you and you. Here's a little melody that you will find will always linger on your mind.
I said, jada, yeah, jada, da 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 da. Now here's a little bit of melody. Why, it's so soothing and appealing to me. I said, jada, yeah, jada. I da 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 da. Yeah.
That, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say I enjoy being on this show and I enjoy being anywheres, and I love you. I love you very much.
When you're smiling,
yes,
when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining too.
What's the matter?
But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Would you be happy again? When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, zing went the strings of my heart. That was Graham Daly. More powerful than a speeding dildo. More powerful than a constipated rooster or suppository booster. Faster than a speeding Jimi Hendrix. Able to leap tall buildings up in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a turd. It's a effing bird. Take my word. Fuck you. It's Superman. Superman, yes. Superman, yes. And today is all about time. We're going back to time. You know, I want to thank everybody for listening to our show today. It's been a great show, and this is the Chickster, and I want to thank everybody today. Thanks for listening to Chickster's Nest, everybody. But, you know, I just want to say all the music goes round and round.
I blow it through here, and the music goes down and around. And it comes out here. I push the first valve down. The music goes down and around. And it comes out here. I push the little valve down. The music goes down and around. Below, below, below. Hit a little ho ho. Listen to the jazz coming.
Here.
No, here. The music goes round and around.
Comes out here.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. I push the first valve down.
Up.
No, down. The music goes down and around. And it comes out here.
Here?
Oh, now let's not go through that again, honey. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down and around.
Below, below.
To the jazz come out.
I push the other valve down.
The music goes round and round. And it comes out here.
Where?
Here.
There?
No,
there.
No, there.
Oh, there.
Yes, dear. That's it.
Yeah, I want to thank my listening audience today. You guys have been great. Today's show all about time. Next week, we'll see what time brings us. Thank you, everybody. For listening to our show today, this is the Chickster signing off. And I want to thank everybody today. I want to thank Jeremy Hansen and Joel, founders of Skid Row Studios. Special thanks to our chief engineer. Couldn't do it without him. I'm talking about Nick Ciccone. And thank you, Una Moon. I couldn't do it without Una. She's an inspiration to my life.
Thank you, Chickster, and I'll see you next week.
See you, Una. You've been great. April Hava Shankman, Adam Shankman, Austin Shankman, and a special thanks to Jared Whittam. And most of all, thanks to my listening audience. You're a big inspiration to me, and I love you. And until next Saturday, I'll see you then on Chickster's Nest. Goodbye, everybody.